Good morning, my brothers and sisters. On this episode number 287 of the Good Morning Guys podcast, thank you so much for joining us on this fine morning, afternoon, evening, or night as we are talking about the game of life amidst the other games we love to watch and to play. I am one of your hosts, the Brazilian Mountaineer and Transition Ninja, Lucas Ham Swisher. Also with me, the man who was behind the scenes, who was the final member of the GMG Quadfecta, who's got music in his heart, Doctor Who on his brain, and La Carreta in his old stomach, Mark Boucher.
I'm back.
Welcome back, Marcus. It's so good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you guys and be back behind the mic.
I just want to let you know that you owe Patrick a rendition of Christmas Shoes, but you have time to still practice, warm up your voice, since he's unfortunately not with us this evening.
He is
celebrating his wife's birthday for the second time. He already celebrated this past weekend. From the grave. He's just like Weekend at Bernie's. Mel's just walking him around everywhere saying, "This is my husband. He's here to celebrate with me.
Got love the sunglasses him so much." And the hat
he's
on.
Just like, he's the new carcass. So, So welcome back, Marcus. You've wise from your grave. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm here. I come back from the dead. Oh, holy crap.
Yes.
Come on and get in the podcast. Marcus, come on. Get in the podcast. Marcus.
I told the team we'd give them fruit smoothies if they won the game. And they won the game.
Oh, I love the Strong Bad references.
Love it as well. Also with us, loving the Strong Bad references, the newest member of the Quadfecta, the Silent Sneezer, and North Kakalakian, who may or may not have eaten dinner yet, our handyman himself, Hank McCoy, Ryan Isley. Welcome, Ryan.
Good evening.
You guys heard that right. He's officially part of the crew.
Thanks for having me permanently. Now you get to witness all of my flaws and failures.
No escape.
Now you're stuck with me forever.
Yes. He is hanging out with us on a full-time basis. We are paying him zero monies.
Oh, yeah. My wife did ask if I was going to be compensated. I will take smiles and laughter.
Yep.
Jesus dollars.
Jesus dollars.
Jesus dollars coming at you.
But also money, if you.
Well, I've got like 56 cents in my pocket.
That's cool. Let's do that.
Young man, your treasure is in heaven. So indeed, be thankful. Indeed. Okay. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Yep. One of these days, we're going to pass around the plate and you'll get yours. Okay.
Okay. Pass around the plate.
If you're new with us, Joiner, Ryan's kind of new with us too, even though he's not. He's been here a few times and shared his life updates and gaming habits and all that stuff with us. So welcome to Mega Monster March with Mark.
Are you gonna have a name for every
maybe every month is gonna have a name?
That's awesome.
Mega Monster March with Mark. Yeah, I mean, it's Mega Monster Mark March because Mark came back in March.
Ooh,
so
I
think that's what we're going to call it. Mega Monster Mark March.
I think we've got a podcast episode title. I'll have to write that
down. There you go.
Mega
Monster Mark March. So yeah, we're giving them life updates. We're talking about Earl, Iffel, all of those in between. I mean, I think fittingly or appropriately enough, Marcus, you should lead the way.
Absolutely.
Catch us up on the last 6 months, my friend.
I was going to say, so back in November, I was...
Yeah. Start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start.
No, I'm not gonna bore you guys, and I don't think my voice could handle that, really.
That's fair. Abridged version, then.
Yeah, so obviously, real quick, you guys know that I've been dealing with the vocal stuff, the muscle tension dysphonia that I was diagnosed with. Hurts to talk a little bit, unfortunately, but you know, it's not like it's killing me. It's probably about like a five, maybe.
All right.
And it's not really affecting my vocal cords. So it's just.
You sound good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You sound thankfully, sexy. I never like, oh, you so nice. But thankfully I never fully like lost my voice. It just hurts. It's just dealing with the pain, and then I'll be starting voice therapy in a couple weeks. So hopefully that'll put me in the right direction. And
yeah.
Thanks everybody for the prayers and well wishes. Just working through all of that.
Did they say that the voice stuff was from just you overdoing it?
Yeah, it's basically from overuse.
Didn't one of the doctors say it's from eating candy corn? Maybe that's part of the problem.
That also makes sense.
You should have stopped that.
We're going to file that under what he didn't say at all.
I don't believe
candied
you.
Wax. Lightly flavored wax.
Yeah, it hurts
everyone.
The best
wax you'll ever eat. No.
I mean, can't argue with that.
I'll just have earwax, thank you.
Alas, earwax.
My favorite.
No, but and obviously you guys know about the whole internet situation with us moving, and we were up on a mountain basically, and we had Starlink, which is not the greatest for internet for this area, and so we've been dealing with that for the past 6 months,
which is odd because you would think on the top of a mountain,
you know, there's that reception. logic creeping in. I don't know, man. But no, it's because of all the tree covering that we have around us. There's too many obstructions going on. But
yeah,
you should have gone all lumberjack and just taken them all down, flatten the place.
Yeah, I feel like other residents in the area would probably not be a fan of that. And I don't think my father-in-law wanted to do that. But so all of that said, so in probably about December, we started hearing rumblings that Xfinity was starting to expand their service to our area. And so, we saw them going up and down the main road, installing all their wires and stuff like that. And I was like, oh man, yeah, finally we're going to be able to get internet and everything. And I was literally like driving up and down the road trying to talk to people like, hey, when are y'all coming up our road, huh? When you gonna do that? And eventually after like 3 or 4 weeks, some guy, you know, got in contact with us, was like, yeah, probably after the first of the new year, we'll look into putting some lines in. And then a month went by and didn't hear a thing from him. And then all of a sudden they showed up. Well, actually, no, before they showed up, I had to flag one other guy down and get in contact with him and sort of try to put the bug in the ear of like, okay, let's do this. And then finally they came down our road and started installing the wiring. Now, apparently when they installed the wiring, they didn't make sure it worked. They were done.
Of course they didn't.
Because like a week or so after they did that, they came and they came to our house to actually install, because this is Xfinity fiber internet. So this is the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so they went to install like the box and everything, and they had everything is underground. All the wires and stuff are underground. There's no like phone wires or anything, utility wires. And he gets everything hooked up to the box at the house and plugs it into, you know, from the one that's from the main road. And he's like, I'm getting nothing. I'm getting no signal whatsoever. So they had to come back out. Technicians had to come back out, make sure that was working. And then finally, after 6 months of prayer and patience and impatience
on the underground wire,
like I said, weeping and gnashing of teeth on Discord, we finally got it installed and everything, and it is
nice,
beautiful. It is banging internet, and
fiber is a wonderful thing.
It is fantastic. It's actually better than where we previously lived. So, Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about not having to drop signal on the podcast and at work and everything like that. And we had to do all sorts of workarounds to try to get that to work and everything with my job, because I work from home, which that was a nightmare and a half, but it is finally over, and we got it done, and we're live, baby. So
let the record show, I did tell Lucas to tell you multiple times to just drive down here to Raleigh and you can use my internet.
Sure.
Oh, was I supposed to pass that on? I'm sorry.
Whoops. Sure, I'll make that 3.5 hour drive.
Look, man, I got a guest room. I got
a yeah. The 3.5 hour drive sounded like a kink in the plan.
Yeah, it's probably quite a bit of gas and money to do that. As cool as the hang would be, but
that's a lot of Dunkin' right there.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's a Dunkin' right around the corner from my house.
Sweet deal. But yeah, so that's been going on. More recently, I went and saw. So, have you guys ever been to the movies, to like an actual movie theater, by yourself?
I want to say I watched. This is going to sound sad, but if memory serves, I watched the sequel to Garfield, or maybe the original Garfield with Bill Murray as the voice, in the movie theater by myself around 2004, 2005.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was a $1 theater. So paid $1.
$1 too much.
Yeah, probably. It was definitely $1 too much. So yeah, that's all I can remember of going to the movies by myself.
Okay.
I don't know that I've actually been to the movies by myself. I'm trying to think. I've always had somebody with me.
Yeah, I've never gone by myself. Like, it's one of those things where, like, if it was like a point where I was gonna be going by myself, I just wouldn't go. Because it's just one of those things. Like, even though you're both sitting there trying to be quiet, or however many people you're with sitting there quietly trying to watch a movie, like, it's still the experience. Like, it's just weird to think about. But I finally did it. I actually went to the theater by myself on Friday night. So Kristen was actually out with a friend of hers, and I really wanted to see Dune Part 2. So
let's go.
Yeah. So I went ahead and saw that in theaters. Obviously, the first Dune came out during the pandemic. So watched that on HBO Max.
Yep.
But
I never watched it. I never watched it.
So it is like some deep, deep sci-fi stuff. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, you really have to, and I still find myself having to look up videos and things like that, trying to understand. And you know me, like, I'm big into that sci-fi fantasy type geek stuff. And like, it was hard for me to understand. It's like, it's some next level sci-fi type stuff. But I enjoyed the first Dune, and I was hearing good things about the sequel. So I was like, yeah, I really want to go see this movie. And I asked my wife, I was like, would you be mad if I went by myself? And she's like, yeah, I'm okay with not being blinded. Cause the first movie, like, if you think about it, like,
yeah,
there were drastic night and day sequences, out in the desert.
I was about to say, yeah, I heard it was like really bright, and then it got real dark. Yeah. Real bright.
Yep. And thankfully, I mean, it wasn't as bad this time around, but it was there. There were certain points, because like there's one scene where they're like in the middle of a sandstorm, and all of a sudden they come out of it, and it's like bright, bright light. So I went and saw it Friday night. And overall, like, man, I don't know if it's just me, because not every long movie, like for example, The Batman was almost 3 hours, and I super enjoyed it. And this one, I still enjoyed Dune Part 2. I had a good time with it. The movie's beautiful. It's fantastic. But man, is it long. I don't know if it was because the first, like, maybe 90 minutes or so is kind of a slow burn. And then the last, you know, hour or so of it is like action, 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 boom, kind of like real kind of stuff. But that movie, it just even though I enjoyed it, it just felt long. Because it's 2 hours and 46 minutes. And
wow.
So I found myself looking at my phone a couple of times, even though, like, it's not like I thought the movie was bad. I just, maybe I was getting antsy because the movie's so long.
But see, that's what I did in Batman.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I did in the, I was like, okay, that was good. And then, like, it kept going. I was like, oh, we're still going. Oh, okay.
Yes.
This got to be over now, right? Oh, no, there's 20 more minutes of this movie.
Jeez. Yeah, my most recent one was the Barbie movie.
It was a good movie.
I had
movie.
The same.
Is Barbie
the same
really
experience,
that long?
And it was not a good movie. No, it's 2 hours. And
okay.
I was looking at my watch, like, how much is left in this movie? Yeah, even Rayla, you can hear her now. She's like,
I can hear her. She's
turn that off. Why are you watching this? Yeah. But we were humoring our daughter when we watched it, so.
Even so, even with the feeling the length of time, I would still give this movie 8.5 sandworms out of 10. I think it was overall a very enjoyable movie. I think it's much better than the first one. And it's definitely, I would consider it, and a lot of people were making this sort of, they're coming to this conclusion, making this comparison. It's basically the Empire Strikes Back of the Dune series.
Ooh,
so
really?
Yeah, it's
that makes me excited.
It's good. It's very good.
My nice. Younger brother has been to see it twice, and I believe he's going to watch it again tomorrow.
Wow. Holy
man
crap.
You better catch up.
I haven't watched the first Dune, so I have to watch
get
that,
on it, come on,
and then the new one.
Well, the first one's on HBO Max if you got HBO Max.
I don't.
Okay. Yeah, that was on That's Netflix, fair. But I think it they.
I think it's off now. Yeah.
Yeah, they dropped it the day before Dune Part 2 came out.
Dirty.
Yeah, but
love when they do that.
Dune Part 2 is one of those movies where, like, you can't just walk in without watching Part 1. It's like,
right,
you
yeah.
need to watch Part 1.
You need
really,
the prerequisite of watching Dune.
Yeah, because really, Part 2 is the second half of the first book.
Yeah.
So it's important. It's vital to watch the first one. But overall, like, everybody did a great job with it. And if you can watch it in IMAX, unfortunately we don't have an IMAX theater here, but if you can watch it in IMAX, do it.
I haven't watched IMAX in forever, but I loved it back in the day.
Yeah. Because this movie is strikingly beautiful. But yeah, very, very much enjoyed that. And then Saturday we went to my nephew's fourth birthday party. My nephew Kevin the third, or
Kevin
K-3.
McAllister. Kevin! Happy birthday.
Give this to Kevin. Yeah, K-3 turned 4 years old. Have you guys ever heard of PJ Masks?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
my
so his
used to watch that.
His birthday was PJ Masks theme. He is all about the PJ Masks.
PJ Masks.
Nice.
PJ Masks. PJ Masks. PJ Masks. Super simple theme song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but they get it, though. The kids get it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he had a good time with that. He had a Justice League bounce house. I was like, best bounce house ever.
Yeah.
Nice. So he had a lot of fun with that. Unfortunately, I couldn't eat anything at the party because they had pizza and cake, and I was like, I can't have any of that because it's all alpha gal stuff, so yeah, no meat, no milk, all that fun junk. But but overall, still had a fun time hanging out with the family and watching Kevin open presents and everything.
Nice.
And that's been pretty much it for me on the IRL side of things, on the Earl front. On the IFL side of things, obviously still deep into Fortnite, still playing with that. Super excited about the new season dropping tomorrow, which is apparently Greek mythology themed.
All right,
not Power Rangers. Nice. I don't gotta worry yet.
Man, it still makes me mad. Like, they had the 30th anniversary last year. That was such a low hanging fruit, and they didn't do it, but. One day, hopefully.
The time will come. There's just no way they can't do it.
It just
I
makes
think
too
so.
Much
here's
sense.
my here's my hypothesis, is they're trying to still figure out how to get Zords into, like, they can't just make it the Power Ranger skin. They have to have some element that locks in with Zords. Like, I just think they really want to do it right.
So. Listen, Power Rangers is a Hasbro property, and they have Transformers in Fortnite, which is also a Hasbro property. Mm-hmm. And if you can shrink down Optimus Prime, you can shrink down the Megazord.
Yeah.
No, but I'm thinking, like, maybe they want to have, like, an element where you, like that's your one of your powers or a special move or something where you, like, call and you have a Zord somehow.
Or
like a
instead
bigger...
of it being, like, the circle is just shrinking just because... it's because the Megazord and whatever monster are charging, and if you don't finish the match before then, they're going to stomp on you and kill you.
If I had my debit card, I'm in. I would be
Shut
all in on that. But yeah, no. So still be deep into that. Obviously, that's kind of my go-to. But I did download a demo now that I actually have decent internet and was able to download
Brotato.
It was not Brotato.
Oh.
You haven't downloaded one of the one-handed games
really
that Patrick's been suggesting the past
weeks
for you?
Brotato, I don't know that's my kind of game. I don't know.
It probably isn't.
I could probably give it a try, but it's not really, it wasn't something that was speaking to me. But at the same time, like what is that? Prince of Persia. Lost Crown or something like that.
Yeah, Lost Crown.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't touched it.
No.
Still sitting there, haven't done a thing with it. I just haven't been in a place to play it, or to want to play it.
Right.
But I did decide to download a demo on the Switch, because I've been was a little interested in this game called, and bear with me for a moment. It's a game called Princess Peach Showtime.
You mean Unicorn Princess? Princess Peach's Unicorn Princess? Is that what you're talking about?
No, this is like a masterpiece compared to my little riding pony, riding champion, and all that junk. But no, it's decent. It's basically Princess Peach's platforming, like a Mario type game. But it's not as good as like a Super Mario Wonder or a Mario Odyssey or anything like that. So the game is theater themed, Broadway theater themed. Like you start the game, Princess Peach is going to theater to watch a show, and all of a sudden this bad guy shows up, some random bad guy that I've never heard of. I think they're new for this game. There's like these little characters called Sparkles that you're trying to help and stuff like that. And there's different like shows that you go into, which are the levels for the game.
Okay.
And so the first one, there's two levels that they allow you to play in the demo. The first one is a sword fighter theme, and each show, quote unquote, each level has a particular ability that you gain when you're in that show. So the first one, you become a sword fighter. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I like that. Because at first I was getting a little scared because like you have this like sparkle ability where you're like healing different characters and stuff like that. And
Sparkle fingers.
Yep. Sparkle fingers. But I was like, is this all this game's going to be? But then when I got that ability, I was like, okay, that's a little bit better. And so I went through that level and I'm like, okay, this is kind of fun. I'm not maybe as fun as a Mario game, but still fun. And then they went to the second level, and which is like a baking world, like a candy type play that you're in. And you have to bake different bakery recipes and stuff like that. They're like little mini games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that doesn't really speak to me so much. But they showed a preview of the rest of the game, and there's other abilities that you gain that look a lot cooler. So maybe I'll game fly it. I don't know. But it's decent. But yeah, so that was still pretty fun. And I think that's about it for me.
All right. All right. All right. Well,
it sounds like Rayla wants to say something.
Yeah, she would like to share.
She says something a lot.
She ate food. She plopped in the front yard twice, and she loves belly rubs, and that's it. So, all right, that's our second update out of the way. How about you, Ryan? What would you like to share? Do you like belly rubs too?
I do like belly rubs. Belly rubs are nice. I like back rubs more because my back hurts.
Oh man.
My like back. Bernice is like shaking her head in the background. Like...
Yes, she is. I love you.
She's like, whatever.
I love you too. Leave me alone. Quit bringing me into this.
She's editing photos, I think, right now. Okay. So yeah, not a whole lot going on over here. Same old work. Yeah, not really anything going on with work. Just a little bit busy right now with
nothing parts. Stolen recently. Everything
nothing stolen recently.
You've like drilled and nailed down everything at your workplace so that it can't be moved. It's like so it's like when you get to a restaurant and you try to move a chair and it's like bolted to the ground.
No, funnily enough, so like where the golf carts got stolen from, there used to be like two fences around it or a big fence around it. So we ended up rebuilding all of that, but also built a fence around the part where like my shop is like bottom floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to kind of like go down steps to get to I'm in a dungeon pretty much for my shop. So yeah. Like there's this brick wall that's built up on the side that never had a fence there. So that's how people are just easily hopping down into my shop and then just taking stuff from there. So they ended up building a fence to block that off. So now that's blocked off. But besides that being blocked off, the fence was rebuilt the exact same way that everything got stolen from.
Oh, great.
First
place. Definition of insanity.
So, and I talked to my regional maintenance supervisor, and he was like, yeah, so that really didn't, we really didn't change much, did we? I was like, not really.
Womp, womp.
I guess so, that's,
and now we're still is half the in battle. The process of getting golf carts. Like, that's been a ongoing thing. I submitted the bids for that January 19th. All right. That vendor hasn't been approved yet. So
month and a half later, why not?
I've got my Fitbit on. I've been getting my steps.
There you go.
So I'm good. I'm fine.
Usually it's all good.
You could totally do so. I can't remember the name of this whatsoever, but there's a walking like app that you can, it's a paid one. But if you download it,
I've heard of that one. I just
you can do different trips, like the real life. There's a Lord of the Rings one where you can walk from the Shire to
Mordor,
Mount Doom, and you get like medals in the mail, and it's like commemorative medals, like you did it. You walked from the Shire to Rivendell, or you walked from Rivendell with the Fellowship to.
I need to check into that.
Or, that's actually pretty sweet, actually.
And the medals are pretty cool, and it's like an app on your phone that shows you a map of Mordor, of Middle Earth, and shows you your progress and stuff. I have to say, it's pretty tempting.
Yeah,
it's like, ridiculously expensive, but it would be really cool to have the medals just hanging on your wall. And they're like, where'd you get those? I walked to Mount Doom and threw the ring in and I got this medal.
So
to
like
show for
today
it.
I am at, by the end of the work day and now me being at home, I'm at 15,012 steps, which is
nice.
Roughly, according to my Fitbit, 6.32 miles.
Yeah, you've done a little bit of walking.
Yeah, I've done a lot of walking.
A lot of bit of walking.
I have my Fitbit set to 12,000 steps instead of like 10,000.
Nice.
So I try to hit that 12,000 steps before I finish a day.
I'm at 6,749. So
oh man, you gotta
those are rookie numbers.
You gotta get moving. Apparently,
yeah, but
apparently
you've already also ran like two 5Ks. So
Seven 5Ks. Thank you.
Seven?
Much. Yeah, six or seven.
Okay.
I'm not doing like two.
You're beating me, so.
I'm doing like 2 5Ks a week at least.
That's about 7 5Ks more than I've done. So, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, so you're crushing it. I have not done a 5K yet.
1K?
I mean, if you count all my walking,
your steps,
that I've done.
If you've got, you count your walking, you've done it.
Cumulatively, I've done a 1. You know,
yeah.
1K.
Cumulatively, I've done a 5K.
Yeah, you did it. You did more than a 5K today. With your 6 some miles.
I just haven't done like an official one, which so the stipulation with this Fitbit was I won it at a work function, like our Christmas party. It was just like a raffle. And one of the like upper management people was like, now that you got that Fitbit, I'm gonna be tracking you, and I'm gonna make sure that like when I come back around, we're gonna go do a 5K together. And I was like, I'll walk
a 5K.
But yeah. It's supposed to be this month, and he hadn't reached out to me, so I'm taking that as I don't gotta do it. I may still try to find one around here though. I know there's like the Krispy Kreme 5K, but I also don't want to do
that.
Whoa,
is that real? Do you get like Krispy Kreme donuts at the end?
You walk or run to Krispy Kreme, you eat a dozen donuts, and then go back.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Exactly.
I would so do that. Oh my gosh. So side note, we had a prayer day at our school the other day, and they've had donuts before, but for whatever reason, they've only done like one or two types. Usually like a dulce de leche or like just chocolate. And this time they had the raspberry filled ones, and they were almost just like Krispy Kreme donuts, raspberry filled. And I was like pounding those babies. And I could have single-handedly taken a dozen and not felt it at all.
More power to you, because I would have thrown up.
Those days are long gone for me.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme cake coming at you. I'm gonna do that next time I'm in.
Immediately throw it up.
When do those usually happen? Are those on set days? The Krispy Kreme.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up for you.
Look it up. June, July. I just want to know.
The hot and ready 5K challenge.
If there's a chance, I would totally do. Yeah, totally do that.
It's insane too. Like a lot of college kids do it. Are the ones doing it.
That sounds about right.
The one I was supposed to go with, the guy from work, was like a beer 5K, which I was like, okay, well, if it's for beer, that's different.
It's for a good cause.
I'm a sucker for beer. And it was going to be in Charlotte, and there's a lot of good breweries in Charlotte. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
Other than that, that's basically been it for me. I haven't really done a whole lot of
Earl things.
There hasn't really been a lot of IRL stuff besides work and then home and then work and then home and then work and then home. Pretty much
rinse and repeat.
That's been my life for the past month and a half, 2 months. It's not really leaving me any extra time to do anything, like the occasional movie here and there with the fellas, but next weekend I will be going to Nashville or Franklin, Tennessee.
Yeah, you will.
To hang out with the MTTG guys.
Yeah, lucky bums.
Episode 600. Let's go.
Yeah.
Jealous. Now,
is it just you coming, or
is my entire family.
Wow. But okay.
Nice.
Coming to the actual recording, me.
Just you.
And my oldest son, Kingston.
Cool.
So if you see me there, or if you want to look for me there, I'll probably have on a Jesus Loves You shirt. So
there you go. Represent.
Well, I will definitely look for you there.
I will probably have on a Jesus Loves You shirt. Gaming wise, as far as that goes, I've still been playing a little bit of Destiny here and there with my friends whenever we decide that we want to do something. They just started this event called Guardian Games All-Stars or whatever, so it's like all the classes compete, so like Titans versus Warlocks versus Hunters. Whoever banks the most medals from doing like various activities or whatever. There's a statue in the tower that like turns your class like animal they've represented you as gold for a year until the next Guardian Games. Titans won last year. Titans are getting stomped this year, and I'm a Titan main, and I have not dunked a single medal because I don't really care.
Way to not pull your weight.
I'm not
Reloader.
I'm so not. But they did just introduce and this is just so pointless and but so fun at the same time. So like normally in the game you get around on these things called sparrows, which are just yep. like you know, the hover motorcycles or whatever. They just introduced this past Tuesday these things that they're calling skimmers, aka space surfboards or space skateboards. So you can like actually like do tricks and grind on the air and all this extra stuff.
A pop shove it in an ollie. And
basically, yeah. You're sitting there looking like you're actually like Tony Hawk pro skater.
All right.
It's been one of the best, funnest things about the game in a very long time. And that's literally just like you're just on your sparrow now, but it's a skimmer, and you're just like, I want to see how many tricks I can do and how high I can get in the air.
I dig it.
It's funny. It's a funny thing. Also, besides that, I've been playing other games. I played and beat Senua's Sacrifice, which was awesome. I am currently playing through Lies of P because I am trying to
work ruin my your life.
You're glutton for punishment.
I did not realize how tight the parry window is in Lies of P. It is tight. Very tight. At least in like the Star Wars, it's a little bit more forgiving.
Yeah.
Nope, not in Lies of P. If you don't parry at the right time, you either block or don't, and you get hit. you either lose a little bit of life or a lot of life.
Yeah, but I'm starting to get better. I thought about playing that game, and then I was like,
It's a cool looking game. Like visually, it is dark though. Like
really,
just like visually dark, like. You know how they tell you to like adjust your screen so that like the symbol is barely. I might go back and like turn that Joker all the way up because like there's just some really dark corners.
I never go that dark when it says, well, make it so the symbol's barely visible.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I always try to do that.
So basically it could benefit from Dune type light.
It definitely benefit from Dune because right now everything is just dark. There's no light, it's just dark.
Darkness.
Yeah, it is very dark, but it's actually pretty fun learning how to parry and learning what combos and what weapons and stuff to use. I'm trying to get good at it so I can eventually work my way up to Elden Ring because I absolutely want to play Elden Ring. All of my friends have played it and are now on like their fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh playthroughs. And I feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah, man, you're slacking again.
I want to try it. So I'm going to probably end up getting it when the DLC comes out for it. But other than that, I've still been just going through Assassin's Creed. Jumping off buildings and stabbing people.
Stabby stabs.
Yeah, that's always fun. I did, after playing Lies of P for so long and then going back into Assassin's Creed, I forgot all the controls. So I got into a fight like almost immediately, and I was just standing there. I was like, how do I swing at people again?
Dude, that happened to me with Princess Peach's Showtime. And it's always janky with, you know, Nintendo properties because different games in general, because they switch
the switches,
the jump and attack buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yeah, the confirm or cancel.
Yeah,
right.
Every time
that,
I'd switch.
That was
between.
The same thing in Hellblade.
So like, annoying.
Hellblade, I think attacks were X and Y. And then when I got into Lies of P, your light attack is right bumper and your heavy attack is right trigger. And I'm like, why? Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Triggers? This isn't a gun game.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I'm sitting here. So I'm playing this like I'm doing a shooter and it's not. It's so weird.
I'm getting to that point, I think, in age where it's like my motor skills are not. They're okay. They're decent still, but it's like I'm gonna need you to not switch that up on me like that.
Like I almost went into the controls and was like, I'm switching this right back to whatever Sinos was.
Yeah, I mean, you only have like 30 minutes to do that before your brain refuses to deal
it
with the
really
change.
Is. Because that's exactly
that.
What happened. And then when I got back into Assassin's Creed, I was like, well, now I'm trying to do the Lies of P buttons and it switched back to something completely different.
Your brain atrophies.
Yeah, I gotta just either change them all to the same or, I don't know, try to help my brain remember all the things. That's pretty much been it for me. I guess for the rest of Fake Life, I've just been watching The Chosen, trying to catch up.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's real life, my friend.
It is real life, and it's
that's
so
not
good.
Fake life.
It's such a good show.
It's rake life.
So it's good.
It's real fake life.
Yes, it is. It's been
fake real
fake life.
I think I'm on season three, episode three now because I'm following the Bible plan for season three.
Nice.
And I want to say, according to today, let me double check. Yeah, I should be on. Oh shoot, no, I should be on episode four. So I need to watch another
catch up
episode.
Time.
So I'll probably end up finishing season three this week or this weekend.
Nice. Now, were either of you tempted to watch it in the theaters? I know in the U.S. they had the season four going in the
theaters. My cousins,
I
think, went and watched it in the theaters, and they said it blew their mind. So
really?
Yeah.
I'm behind in general, I think.
Have you not watched season three? No, we didn't watch it together.
What did we watch together? We watched season two or season one?
Season both. I think we watched season one and season two.
Okay. I know I'm behind.
With season three. I know Patrick's watched it, but Chris hasn't watched it yet, so we might have to get it going.
Fix that.
Fix
to work
that
on
up
that.
And watch season
three
together.
If y'all are
going to
watch season three, I'll watch it with y'all. That sounds fun.
I love watching and discussing. Like, that's... Since season one, episode one, like every time Mindy and I have watched it, we debrief afterwards, talk about, like, it does really, I know for some people, and I've talked to some, I actually had a conversation with some friends at work who were actually kind of anti-Chosen because they're afraid people are going to think it's actual scripture and like think that Matthew is actually autistic and different things. And I've had
See,
the
I like how they did that, like how
right,
they
how
I
they
love
added
that.
Some
yeah
humanity to the disciples and the dynamic that you just know Jesus had to deal with, that kind of dynamic that they just isn't portrayed in the Gospels. Now the Gospels are about Jesus, and so rightly so, they don't focus on it too much. But I really appreciate that group dynamic that they portray in The Chosen. But yeah, just for me and Mindy, like knowing the gospel, knowing the story of Jesus really well, like watching it, just it's like a feedback loop to where it's like, well, I want to go back and read it again and again and again, like just to re-experience it with a new perspective and new, you know, just new ideas that go along with it. So
yeah,
that's awesome. Good stuff. All right. Well, I guess then I am the cheese.
You are the cheese. One who remains.
The one who remains. That is me. All right. So IFL is going to be short and sweet, as you can imagine. Not much has changed in that respect. Did play Bluey, the video game.
Ooh.
For about 15, 20 minutes.
That's on Game Pass, right?
It is on Game Pass.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it was like living in the cartoon. It was pretty cool. I much prefer the concentrated 7 to 8 minute episode, 7 to 10 minute episodes. But getting to run around the house and just mess with stuff, it was like Grand Theft Bluey. Like, it just kind of felt like you're just having the freedom to run through their house Grand was kind of cool. Bluey. But I will say the layout of their house is bizarre. Like, their kitchen is on their second floor, which is weird. And
I'm sorry, my kitchen's on my second floor.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, that's weird. Why would your kitchen be on your second floor?
It is weird. Because our entryway, the way that, like, if you came into the front of our house,
right?
You're immediately greeted with stairs. There's no, like, actual, like, middle floor. It's either you go upstairs to where the living room and kitchen and the kids' rooms are, or you come downstairs to the guest room and our room.
Huh.
Look
at that. Your house is based off Bluey. Did you even know that at the time when you did that?
I did not, but now I'm gonna paint it the colors of Bluey's house.
Yeah, you totally should redecorate so it just matches the Bluey household.
Start speaking with an Australian accent.
Oh, I can't. I don't do a good Aussie. I can't get that one.
That would be amazing. But yeah, other than that, not much else to say. We played some of the, I think we played some mini games. Like, it was just kind of find the stuffed animals, and we did Keepy Uppy with the balloon for a little bit in the backyard, stuff like that. And there's not really, we only played it once. I didn't go back for some reason, but we might go back to it again. I'd rather just watch episodes of Bluey, but
that's been cool. On our TV, like, every time I come home.
Oh yeah,
my daughter's got Bluey on
every day.
Every day,
living that Bluey life.
Yeah, my nephews are all about that Bluey life too. It's between it's between Bluey, Paw Patrol, PJ Masks, and Batwheels.
If you've heard of Batwheels.
Batwheels, I haven't heard. Is that Batman? It's about his car.
It's about different cars. Yeah, basically they have these special chips that Batman has created that give them sentience. But Batman, Robin, and Batgirl, they don't know that their cars are sentient. They all have different personalities and stuff like that.
So Transformers, but Batman, and the cars don't transform.
The cars don't transform, but yeah, and then of course the bad guys stole
their
some of the chips, and so their cars are chipped out too. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! No, 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 no! Bat wheels. All right, that's fun. On the Earl side, lots of things going down. Electricity has returned to our house, as you could see. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my gosh! It was a whole week. It was actually a week and a day without without electricity, just with half electricity. We had the TV, the Wi-Fi, as I said before, and our outside refrigerator and two outlets that worked. Everything else was dead as a doornail.
Should have gotten a quill and some ink and a candlelight.
Yeah, well,
it has been a fortnight.
Yes. Nice. Actually,
I prepared the chestnut soup.
Our TV was our nightlight in our living room. Mindy would go to, she had a YouTube video that she would always go to, like a Christian worship YouTube video that just had a lady praising Jesus on the beach, and it's like nice and bright. She would turn that on and mute it. Actually, she would.
I was about to say, you could just put on Dune.
Yeah, that's true. Dune trailer, repeat. And it just go over and over and over and over.
What end up being?
So it ended up that the 220 phase was out. The wire had disconnected from the main cable that goes down the street. From that, the connecting wire that then goes to our ground wires and stuff, whatever connects there. So it had popped off or disconnected, like a tree branch fell on it or whatever. And but what took so long, and I don't think I told you guys this last week, my landlord said he was going to help me. And so he kept calling the power company on my behalf, But every time he called and said there was a problem, it would reset the protocol number. And so he gave me like a dozen protocol numbers. And so here, he's like, here's all the protocol numbers. You know, you can check on the status whenever you want. And so
it gave
I
you
started
a new
checking
case number every single time.
Ooh. Yeah. So I checked on the first one and it said this protocol number has been canceled. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
I went through all of them. They had all been canceled except the newest one he had done.
Oh, and man.
So I was like, it's like someone, you know, going to the elevator and pressing all the buttons or just like tapping the button, be like, go, 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 go. It doesn't
Buddy
do anything, people. Yeah, Buddy the Elf, just highlighting all of them. Yeah, so I immediately contacted my landlord and I'm like, you've got to stop. I need you to not, thank you for your help, but don't. Like, it's pretty much as nice
thank
as
you for
I
your
could.
Help. Your help's not helping.
Pretty much your help is not helping. I think the date was like tomorrow was the latest date they could come. So we were like, oh, please don't come. It was like March 8th. And at this point, it was barely March, I think. Mm. And so they came, but they came last Saturday. What's funny is that morning, like after the first few days, the family was like, this is annoying. But by Thursday, Friday, like everybody was belly aching and was just like, this stinks. This is the worst. And so Saturday morning we had breakfast and I was just like, Jesus, can the power company just come today? I ask you, God, power company, please bring them today. And he's faithful. He's good.
Amen.
And they came. They came and they got it plugged back in. They banged on it and we got the power.
Was it like a 5-minute fix too?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they weren't even going to talk to us. Like, they just came up and they jiggled some stuff and they were like, all right, we're done.
Turns out the rotary girder wasn't girding at all.
Yeah, it wasn't girding the right way. So, yeah. So,
well,
but that was,
power.
Yeah. We got hot showers. It's glorious. Hot showers, lights in every room. We can use our inside refrigerator again. We were using our outside refrigerator. So, anytime we needed stuff for dinner, we would have to walk out to the garage. And then you forget that one thing, and
how does,
and someone
how
have
does,
to go back and get it from the refrigerator.
How does home insurance work in Brazil? Can you file like a claim for lost food or anything?
We didn't need to. We didn't lose anything. So
okay,
we caught on real quick to what was happening, and I think then like the next morning we transferred everything to the outside fridge.
Okay,
to the
Dude,
garage
that's
fridge.
Like... That's like when we would lose power in New Hampshire when we'd have like major snowstorms, like blizzards and stuff like that. Except, you know, when we'd lose power and for a snowstorm, my dad would basically take one of our garbage bins,
yeah,
and put a bunch of snow in it and then stick our food in the snow.
Hey,
yeah.
That works.
I would have done the
Nature's
same thing.
Nature's fridge.
It's already freezing outside.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So thankfully we didn't lose anything and we at least had Wi-Fi and television.
Woo-hoo.
And a fridge. So you went through a lot of matches. I will say that reheating leftovers was a pain. So yep, it was all oven all the time. But we survived. So it was good.
Tell the tale.
That's right. On the jogging for Jesus front, I recorded my fastest 5K time. I did under 30 minutes, 5K.
Oh,
nice.
So I pushed it real good and I paid for it the next 2 days. I felt like an old man. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm dying. Like, okay, I did that. I pushed it for my one time a month. So we'll see next month. But yeah, I have exactly 1 month from today. I'm going to do my first 10K. So I'm trying to work my way up. Probably need to do a long distance test and see how far I can go. I haven't done that since I did my 8K. So probably I did my fastest one last, like the end of last week, and then did a couple runs, one with Natasha. So probably my next one, maybe tomorrow, I will try to see how far I can, like how long I can go before I want to die. So yeah, still jogging for Jesus.
That's 100 meters.
Yeah, you're like a dwarf, right? Like,
dude,
dangerous
I'm telling you,
short distances.
I'm built for short distance, okay?
Yeah,
40 yard dash.
We need those.
100 meter sprint. I got you. After that,
and I will go for a walk.
I'm gonna do
start
my
walking.
I'm about to do my 0.1K. Wish me luck.
Yep.
Like, I think the furthest later. I did was I did a 200 meter. So what would that be? 800 meter relay, where I had to run 200 meters. So I was like, nah, this ain't for me.
This ain't for Everything me. Hurts and I'm dying.
Yep.
I was like, I gotta do the curve and the straightaway.
Nah, oh man. No. I'm out. Peace. Yeah, but it's been awesome. I've definitely gotten to. I'm still saying hi to every single person I walk, I run by. Two things have happened since last week. Well, one is my main ones that I like to talk to are the gate guy to our little, whatever it's called, our community, our gated community. It's barely gated because we have a club at the top of the hill that everybody and their brother comes to visit. So they let anybody in. So when I say gated community, it's like they have a little drawbridge thing that they just pop up and down without asking any questions. So
all I can think of is the pirate code is more like guidelines.
Yeah, it's more like a guideline. Like, oh, you're going to come in? Okay, we'll press the button. Come on in. But I usually stop by and say hi to those guys. So I got my buddy Martin, Danilo, and Ailton that I catch up with, see what's going on in the life with the family. So it's been cool. It's been nice to get to know my neighbors little by little. So I did pronounce I met one of my, not my neighbors, but one who lives in a nearby community. Her name's, in Portuguese, it's Jacqueline, but it's Jacqueline. So mm-hmm. I pronounced it like an American just to tell her. And she's like, wow, that sounds so fancy in English. I'm like, yeah, Jacqueline. It was really funny how she reacted.
Here are usually weirdos.
Oh yeah. Well, I only talked to her for like 10 minutes. She seemed pretty cool. Like some of these characters have lived around here for like 20, 30 years. Like they're committed. They've been here for a long time. So so that was really cool. And then what was the other thing that happened that I was going to say? Oh, I met a guy who I had one run where I was like really focused on praying about who I could, like, it wasn't just praying for the neighborhood, like to get to witness and to talk to people about Jesus, but like people who are already Christian. I'm like, I know there are people around here that, you know, that I can, you know, encourage. They can encourage me, mutual encouragement. And at school, I met a guy that lives like, I don't know, 2-3 blocks away. And he meets with these mechanics, like mostly non-Christian people in a mechanic shop. And they do Bible studies every Tuesday. So I'm going to join them here in a couple weeks, dude. Here in a week or two.
Nice.
And see what's going on. Like just hanging out, reading the Bible, praying, and talking about Jesus with a number of people who don't really even follow him. So it's going to be, it's an answer to prayer. And see... I don't know, just see where it goes from there. So I will keep you guys updated on the mechanic shop church that I'm going to be going to.
That's awesome, in a week man. Or two. I always like thought if I ever started like a small group or something, I feel like this is sacrilegious though. I wouldn't be able to do it because I feel weird about it. I wanted to do something with beer, like meet at a brewery.
Yeah.
And, like,
hey.
Beer in the Bible.
Hey, if Jesus can change water to wine, I mean, you can do stuff with beer. Yeah. I don't
I think
know
I was
going to
call it crafts and... What was the other one? Crafts and something like craft beer and I can't remember what else gonna craft go through Corinthians or something. I don't know.
crafting beer with Corinthians or something.
Yeah,
I feel like you would need the beer part because otherwise people would think like they practicing like witchcraft in that
suburb. Yeah, that's true.
So yeah. Funnily enough, one of the pastors that we had at our church, he went to Asheville and started a church. And it, like to get it off the ground, he was kind of doing like, I guess there was a place up there that does ramen. So he was all doing like bowl and a Bible, but also
bowl
in
and a Bible. Yeah, that's questionable.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. So like people were like smoking bowls. he was like, well, if they're still coming, we'll just we'll talk to them about that when they get here.
when they make that look of disappointment. That's just an opportunity.
Exactly.
That's funny.
The Garden of Eden was green, but not that green.
Yeah.
He planted, maybe that was what? The forbidden here? Fruit.
Yeah. The forbidden leaf. On
I
that note,
what you had said,
that's sad. All I got for If One Earl. So let's, you know, that's all for us. Mm-hmm. How about y'all joiners? Let's check in on ya in the Discord. We got Delvin Cox. He does not have an Earl and Ifl update, but he has a fun question for the show. What is the movie that defines the generation you grew up in? Example, I was a teen in the 90s, so I would say that movie was The Matrix.
Lord of the Rings.
You young kid, you.
I was a teenager when Lord of the Rings were.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Probably.
Like, those movies still hold up so well.
Oh, for
today.
Sure. They do.
Such an epic series.
It's going to probably be Lord of the Rings. When was that?
Lord of the Rings for you, too?
God, how old am I?
There's little babies in this podcast with
either
me.
Either that or Harry Potter.
I was in college, so I can't act like I was like so much older than
Mark,
you.
How old are you?
I am 35.
Okay, yeah, we're the same age. Yeah.
You're 35, too?
I'm 36.
36?
Yeah.
And then Patrick's been either, 39.
Yeah, it would have been Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my.
Like, yeah.
Because you're just young. Old.
I'm old.
You're old.
Yeah, because Matrix was the end of high school, I don't know that I would consider Matrix is still, so I thought Delvin was older than me, but if he was a teen in the 90s, I mean, I was a
Matrix
teen in the 90s,
still
but
good, though.
Oh, yeah, Matrix is good, but I don't know that I would call that
the first one.
That's true.
The movie that defines the generation you grew up in.
Yeah. Third one was just trash.
And we won't talk about the newest one.
There's not anything after the third one. The same way that Patrick tells me there's not sequels to Aladdin, there's no sequel after the Matrix Revelations or whatever.
Yeah, there's no resurrection there. That's the only resurrection that didn't happen.
Yeah, I only watched that once. I feel like I need to watch it again to really have a handle on if it's really as bad
or it's not, it's
as
not
okay
the worst
as I thought
thing.
It was.
It's just not up to par at all. It just should have been left alone.
Yeah, probably. I do vaguely remember Keanu Reeves not moving the same as he did in the originals.
Oh, I can imagine.
He's definitely older and not quite as spry.
He just doesn't feel like Neo in that movie anyway, just because, not just because he can't move, but like
old
he,
man Neo.
It was like he had just come off the set of John Wick and had to go film Matrix, Matrix Resurrection. So
he probably just wanted to shoot everybody.
Yeah. He just looks like John Wick at this point.
Right.
So
makes sense. Yeah, I'm gonna say the movie of my generation would be, and see, this is I think this is for me more seminal was Jurassic Park. Like it was, I want to say it was eighth grade for me. So I was definitely a teenager, and I just feel like Jurassic Park was like the realization of a dream to see real dinosaurs on film. Yeah. Like it just, you could tell me it was CGI, but to this day, I still watch it and I'm like, those are real. Like they did such a good job with the dinosaurs in
Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park was pretty good. I have not shown my kids Jurassic. What do you think is the appropriate age for children to watch like the original Jurassic Parks?
I can't say anything because I watched like the 89 Batman when I was 5. So
yeah.
Like my parents,
I'm pretty sure I did too.
Yeah, my parents didn't care.
Same. I too watched it when I was 5.
Yeah. I would say probably like 6 or 7.
Okay. I feel like it's different for every kid. Like our daughter could handle it pretty early. I'd say our daughter could handle it 7 or 8, but
yeah,
my
so like we
son
took them
was
to,
very sensitive.
We took
that
them
kind of
to
stuff.
Like a Jurassic Park kind of, or like a live dinosaur thing at the beach once. Mm-hmm. But when was that? Like he wasn't very old. Yeah, he was terrified.
Oh,
he was absolutely horrified as we were walking through there. He was like,
yeah.
"Not enjoyable. Not
what
enjoyable.
Is happening?
The best thing about that place for him was like there was a sand table that like when you moved
Oh,
it
yeah.
had like the topography or topography thing over top overlay on it. So like when you move the sand, it would like go down whatever levels it was and everything. That was
Nice.
cool.
I loved
So
how you said topography. That's how
I
I used
did
to
say
say photo. I
topography.
used to say photography for the
I did
longest time.
too.
I was like, photography. That's not right. What is that?
Photography. Yeah, that's totally right.
Photography.
Yeah,
Photography.
photography. Photography is
Photography
right.
works.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some geology today.
Yeah, geology time. Let's
All
go.
right, kids, turn open your geology books.
Yeah. But I remember when my son was one, maybe less. No, he was, I don't, we'll go with one. He was 1 year old, 1 years, 1 year old, and we were watching Bubble Guppies, that old chestnut,
Oh,
that old
Bubble
classic show.
Guppies.
Yes. And there was a dinosaur chasing a cop car, and he was
Oh, Bubble
hiding his
Guppies?
eyes. Yeah. But the
Oh,
dinosaur was
no.
super happy, and the people in the cop car, or the bubble guppies or whatever in the cop car, were not like, they were a little nervous, but my son was covering his eyes. He was so nervous. And I'm like, yeah, he's not going to be ready for Jurassic Park for a while. So.
My oldest used to wake up when he was a baby. He was what, like 6 months? 5 or 6 months? Maybe. Maybe younger than that. This was like right around the time that we started watching The Walking Dead, or like The Walking Dead had came
Oh,
on.
yeah.
We'd put him to bed at like 7-ish. He would wake up at 9 when it first came on, because I feel like he knew that's when it came on.
Could he like
And
hear the like the
he
sounds and
would
stuff?
look at the screen and sit there with us watching it, completely silent, wouldn't cry, wouldn't do anything. He was watching the show with us. It's so weird. And
Yeah,
then he'd
that
just
is
go back into
crazy.
his room. After it was over, we'd lay him back down and he'd go to sleep for the night.
Huh. Every kid's different. Like some can handle it and some definitely cannot. All right. Corey Earl, he said, I believe
Corey.
after 10 plus days, sickness has finally left the house. You have exercised the sickness. Good job.
Praise.
My wife perfectly pulled off a surprise 30th birthday party for her two, for her, for two, no, for her best friend. She had been planning it
Oh.
for months, and it was fun watching her be so excited to do it. Very nice. I am back on that 14-day streak on the Bible app. I'm working through a plan called Encounters with Christ. It is fantastic, as he
Keep it
is.
going.
Very good, very good. Iffle, been playing a lot of Helldivers, Last Epoch, and No Man's Sky. What I play depends on my mood and how much time I have to play. Excited for the new Fortnite season to come around, Greek mythology-based season, which should be awesome.
Whoop whoop, Corey, I better see you. See you this weekend.
And he said, that's all I got. Hope y'all are well. Love y'all. Love you too, man. Doing
Love
great.
you, Corey.
Love you.
I love Greek mythology, though, by the way. So
Wait, which one is Greek
maybe I'll show up.
mythology? Who's in Greek
Like
mythology?
Zeus.
Zeus, Hades.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No Jupiter. No, I can't remember the other ones, but yeah. Saturn. Just pick a planet. None of those. No Neptune. The Romans are thieves. They're thieves. Okay.
Bill stinky thieves. Helps them.
Lord Zukor said, work and ministry have been pedal to the metal lately. In a way
Yeah.
similar to Lucas, I'm taking a lot less pleasure in entertainment lately, but I'm still in a stage of weaning off of entertainment and mourning the loss of those things. I feel you, man. Totally, totally feel you. What helps? I'm so like, I don't like, I don't know. It's hard to, I'm gonna let him talk, but I read the Wikipedia story to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth the other day. I just wanted to know what happens. I don't need to play it. I don't like, I was just trying to rack,
So you
I mentioned to you
basically
guys
read the spark
before.
notes, so you
I
know
just
what's
read
up.
the spark notes of it. I just want to see what where they're taking things, and I find it very fascinating. Maybe my kids will play it someday and I'll watch. I don't know. Right now, I'm just, it's not even about like, if I play video games, it's a sin. It's just like I have zero desire, and I just don't want to play video games for myself. Like I just want There's just so many good things and so many important things I got to do. It's not one of them. So, all right, back to Lord Zucor. Sorry, said interject that. What helps is keeping the mindset that God is preparing me for something. That's good. Keep your eyes fixed on the race marked out for you, brother. It feels like hanging on for dear life sometimes, but to whom much is given, much is required. Amen. So I'm going to keep giving because I know that God's grace is sufficient for each day. That's right. That daily bread coming at you.
It's sufficient. That was Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah, that is totally a Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson quoting scripture. I need a Mike Tyson reading the Bible.
Oh, gosh.
Did y'all see that he's fighting Jake Paul?
Yes, I saw that, and I hope he knocks Jake Paul's head off.
Please.
Who's Jake Paul? I'm not familiar with.
He's a YouTuber and really, really obnoxious guy.
Never mind. Yeah, knock his face off. You don't have to tell me any more than that. Yeah. He's fighting a YouTuber. Get out of here.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, Mike Tyson's like 50 something.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul's like 20.
Although Jake Paul's been doing well for himself in that
he has, like, he's actually, I think, a legitimately good boxer.
Which is crazy.
But I still want Mike Tyson to knock his butt out.
Please.
Oh, man.
Knock his donkey butt out, Mike.
Lord Zucor said, on the IFL front, the only time I feel like I can sneak a little gaming in is when I'm winding down to bed. So I played a little Splatoon 3 the other night and read a little Silmarillion last night until I fell asleep.
Tolkien.
Old Tolkien. Part 2 of DMing my avatar, the last Airbender one shot, is on Friday night, so I'm looking forward to that. Hashtag GMGQ4PH. Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a hashtag, but I like it.
It is now.
It is now. Q4PH. What helps you get through seasons where you feel like you don't have any time for yourself? Bonus, what does my acronym stand for? Ooh, it's a test.
I think I got it.
GMG question for...
Pedro.
Pedro Hotez.
Vote for Pedro Hotez. Is that you said Hotez?
I did say Hotez.
What's Hotez?
I don't know.
It's Spanish. It's the Spanish bakery company, like Hostess.
Oh, Hotez. Yeah, Hotez. Hotez the Twinkies. All right. Good morning, guys. Question for podcasting hilarity. Yes. Questions
I
for
like
Plop. I like questions for Plop House.
You would. You freaking would. Good night, everybody.
You got a guess?
Questions for pod hosts?
Oh, that's what I was just thinking that. Podcast host,
That's my best guess.
Podcast hijinks.
Oh,
indeed.
Okay.
I like Plop House, though.
Yeah, Plop House.
I love you.
sounds like a rejected sequel to Roadhouse. Plop House.
Right?
Yeah, Plop House.
Or like an Eli Roth movie that just didn't work out for you.
All right, guys, what helps you get through seasons where you feel like you don't have time for yourself? Go.
Basically, make time for myself.
Yeah. I don't have time for myself.
Yeah,
I force it.
I force it, yeah.
It makes me think of that little, there's like a little meme picture of like, man, I don't have any time for gaming.
Yep,
and it's,
I know,
like,
so
it's like sleep work.
You take out sleep.
Or do I?
Yeah. That's Patrick's mantra.
Yep.
Sleep. Psycho. Sleep when you're dead.
For seasons.
For me, in this season of life, it's been prayer.
It's
been 1 week since you looked at me. No, it's prayer and Bible time. Like, my me time is God time. Like, that's where I get recharged. I have had, in the past week, I've had two moments where I was really feeling it because of work, because of life. And one of them was it just so happened that day I was fasting lunch, so I went to our auditorium, which is our chapel, and I had a like a 30-40 minute time of prayer, reading the Bible, and through whatever I was listening to or looking at, it led me to another scripture, which led me to another scripture, which was exactly the scripture I needed to read at that moment. If you yourself are looking for a scripture to read, Isaiah 40, read it. It's so good. I'm not going to give you any spoilers. If you are tired, if you're heavy, like just with burdens, if you feel like you can barely like just get done what needs to get done, read Isaiah 40. It's so good. And it's a promise for all those whom have put their faith in God and his son, Jesus Christ. So that was one moment. And then the most recent moment was today. I got home from work. I was pooped. And I'm single dadding it this week, so I couldn't just be like, woman, make me a sandwich. I had to make my own sandwich and my kids' sandwiches. And so my wife is traveling with the seniors. They're doing their senior trip at the beach. Spring break, woohoo! Woo-hoo. And I was struggling. And, you know, I was like, I'm just going to sit down here, hang out, chillax. I read a chapter in Leviticus, which was not the most inspiring chapters to read, but it was just the next one. It was good, actually. It was the Lord, the Atonement, the Day of Atonement, and it actually was better than most of the chapters of Leviticus. I think I had just passed up like the skin disease chapter, which is really exciting.
Yes,
like if the skin disease is white and it spreads across, you need to wait 7 days.
Oh my gosh.
It makes the hair turn white, then you're unclean. Go bathe in the river. Yeah,
if your house has a mold spot and you need to, good grief.
Yeah, it's crazy, but
burn it all down.
But I got to the point where it was like, okay, I've got to make dinner or my kids are going to eat in bed because it's going to be too late. And so I started dinner, but I wanted to turn on some worship music. And the first song that came on, just like, it was like God was talking to me. Like it was the song I needed to hear. And I just started to pray and I just started to worship, listening to the song. And then the second song came, and it was just like continuing where the first song left off. And I just had like this 10-minute time where he just charged me up. And so prayer, Bible reading, worship music, whether you play it, whether you listen to it. Yeah, that's my me time. It's more like we time, but not the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Not that we time. burp, burp, burp. I actually have that Spotify playlist. I listened to that this morning.
That's like the best menu music of all
Dude,
time.
Yeah, it's so good. It's easily the best menu music. I'm surprised it's not in more elevators and doctor's offices. If I ever have a doctor's office for no reason,
I would stay on hold for hours if that just was to listen like to the that. Whole music.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, the jazz version of that with like a little bit of snare drum, and it's so good in the background. But yeah, there you go, Lord Zucor. Those are our answers. Make the time, whether it's for you, whether it's a me time or a we time, make the time, man. You got to make it. Let's see, TP. Not the plop wiping kind, but the Tim Pollen, just in case we're...
The Tim Pollen variety.
We're confused. TP had this to say, Iffle, mostly Forza Horizon 5, also called Fatal Hurry 5, Fortnite, and finished Spec Ops The Line. That's a good one.
Still haven't played that game.
You haven't played that one?
I think I bought it, but then I don't think I ever played it.
Quality story. It's worth it to replay for the story alone. I started Cyberpunk, but went back to Spec Ops to Achievement Hunt. There's some choices I'd like to make differently, if you know what I mean. Earl, nothing new on the home front. My mom and I are going to a banquet Saturday for my dad's It's Antique Tractor Pulling Club. Nice. We will be accepting his winnings, and I'm sure it will be fun to hear some stories. No doubt.
That'll be good.
I bet it will. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Humor Whittle. Oh, Cammy Cameron. Iffle, been playing a lot of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and several TTRPGs, Candela Obscura and Marvel Multiverses being the most recent. There you go. Nice. Now, Marvel Multiverses. What's a TT? Tabletop RPG.
Yep.
Yeah. As soon as I was going to ask it, I realized
what
it was.
So like a D&D type stuff.
Yeah. Very cool. Tabletop. Marvel Multiverses.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. I'd play that with some friends.
Mm, quick interjection.
Interject away.
Do we feel like the multiverse trope is getting old for like movies, media, stuff like that? You feel like it's getting played out now, or?
See, I'm okay with it as long as it's done right. And there's a compelling enough story. Although you could argue whether or not Marvel's doing that correctly with their own universe right now. But I watched the Crisis on Infinite Earths animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was very well done.
I've seen bits and pieces of that. Through like clips on YouTube and stuff, and that looked like it was done well. It seems like Marvel, it's like they hit the high point with Endgame and Infinity War and everything, and then they just was like, let's go ahead and drop that ball.
I think for me, the thing that I actually appreciate the most about the multiverse, like just with Marvel, not looking at, because there's multiple IPs now, like there's different movies and franchises where they're like, oh, let's do this multiverse kind of deal with our movies and stories as well, but I like how they were able to bring in like all the Spider-Man movies, and they're able to, with the multiverse concept, everything that's happened is a part of the multiverse now. So I like how they made it all connect, even if it was like retconning, shoehorning. It doesn't matter. It works with the multiverse.
It was done right.
That was done very well.
Right. Yeah.
And then it gives them a free out. If something's crap, then they're like, oh, that's fine. Multiverse, flush it.
It was in a different multiverse, and he doesn't matter.
So. Oh, yeah, it's not real. This is right. We'll pretend like it doesn't exist. So, but it probably will get old.
And like across the Spider-Verse and the Spider-Verse, all that stuff. That's done very well.
Just very good. I cannot wait for the last one.
Can you not believe though that it was supposed to be this month? The third one was supposed to, and then right, and then now it's right now. I don't think it's even.
It has no release.
They don't even have a date.
Yeah,
it'll probably be next.
Very well, could be next year.
Yeah, that's fine. I can wait.
That's fine. It'll be worth the wait.
Let it cook.
So good.
I'm still gonna buy it anyway. I bought the other two already,
dude. Those might be the only non-Pixar movies that are like top tier for me.
They're
so good. Every time I watch them, I just appreciate them more and more. All right, Curly Luxurious. This is Travis Popsicle for those who, don't know. I don't know how you don't know at this point, but Grayson is doing much better. Thanks for prayers. Mm-hmm. Haven't had time. For much lately, work just offered me upper management lookout. So I'll be in charge of 2 multi-million dollar accounts and many, many drivers. But I won't be driving anymore, so it's a tough decision. It's slightly less money, but I'd be home daily. And the next bump from this spot is 200K a year. So I have decisions to make.
Pray about it.
Might be playing that long game, but definitely... Mm-hmm. Pray and think about it and talk to your family, because I tell you what, man, being home daily and not having those long trips anymore
is great.
That's benefit to the fam. Mm-hmm. And you're not getting any younger.
Nope.
You've said that yourself, so I'm not bringing up anything new, as you've told me. You got to utilize that grandpa time, the dad time, husband time. Yeah. So, but we'll be praying for you, brother, for wisdom and understanding in that, for sure.
Absolutely.
Just sell one of your Ferraris and then you'll make up the
make up the difference until you can get the 200K position. And Iffle Helldivers 2, he said, was fun for the half hour I played with a couple of friends, and the new Pulse Elite headset is great if you guys need an upgrade. Nice.
Is that for PlayStation?
It is. I didn't like the Pulse Elites. I actually bought some when I first got my
Yeah, I think you gave me your Pulse Elites.
Yeah, I think it, that's right. I did not like the Pulse Elites for some reason. It just wasn't comfortable, and I wasn't getting the same overall sound that I was used to.
Right.
But
yeah,
each their own.
Yep. Let's see. Next up, R.E. Birth. I think you spelled that wrong, Aaron. It's after birth.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. It is forever known as afterbirth.
I just ruined that game. Earl, my last day at my job was back last Wednesday. I've honestly just been relaxing since then.
It was on my birthday.
Trying to unprogram myself from the hamster wheel. You got to do that sometimes, man. Mm-hmm. Just shake it off. Also, I got my eyes examined on Thursday. Maybe I'm getting old or something, but I feel like there weren't nearly as many lasers involved with eye exams back in the day. My eyes hurt so bad after the exam. I went home and went to sleep for about 3 hours. I got my new prescription, though, so mission accomplished.
It's because we're in the future.
Yeah, laser beams.
Lasers, man.
So
you
cool.
Want laser eyes or AI eyes? You can have one or the other.
Exactly. PSA, he said, unless you're getting total coverage frames and lenses from your insurance, never get your glasses from actual optometry chains. They were going to charge me in the $300 neighborhood, and that was after a 60% discount coupon.
Good Lord.
Throwing up emojis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take your prescription and go to a site like Yes Glasses or Zenni Optical. It's a fraction of the cost. The shades in my profile pick are from Yes Glasses and cost about $75, aka new game price. Mm-hmm. And I just ordered my new glasses from there for about 80-ish.
Yeah. So
there you go.
Yeah.
And if you put in the the sale code afterbirth, you will get a discount from Aaron.
Maybe other things that you don't want.
Yeah, exactly. No. Speaking of that, on Iffle, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is out, so I've been playing that since release. I'm only a handful of hours in, but they've done such a good job with it. This was honestly the part of the remake trilogy. I think it's a trilogy. Yes, that is correct. Yep. It is a trilogy that I was looking forward to. I figured they'd either do full open world or have each chapter cover a certain location section from the original, and they somehow managed to merge both ideas and do it very well. That's awesome. That's exciting to hear. I mean, I think it's amazing. I looked at the Metacritic and the OpenCritic and all that, and they're a good like 5-6 points ahead of the last game, I think.
Yeah.
And so that's the last game was really good, so this one's even better.
With the Final Fantasy being the way that it is, like how it was back in the day on, what was it, PlayStation, it was 3 discs. Are they breaking up the story kind of similar to that?
I think so. I mean, I can't say much because I read the Wikipedia story, but
I think it was, isn't this 2 discs? Or am I wrong on that?
No, this was a 3rd disc. Well, how it worked was the story was like the first disc was story, Midgar. Yeah. So they pretty much did disc 1. I'm not going to say what they did for. So the first game remake was disc 1. I don't know if that's spoilers or not, but maybe it is. But anyways, they do the Midgar story is disc 1. Then disc 2 is other stuff that happens outside of that. And then disc 3 was actually just open world, go anywhere you want, but only the end of the story. And without giving anything away, I think they make it a little more balanced. It's not like the 3rd game in this trilogy is going to be just the open world portion. There's actually going to be story, I think, from beginning to end. I would guess they would have everything available, but I feel like in the third one, they're going to throw us for the real loop. Like, they've been already doing like little things and little tweaks, and definitely they're ramping up where this is not exactly, it's not a true remake. It's an actual continuation of the story. It's a new story using the old story, but making a new story from the old story. If that doesn't make sense, good. Then
you're gonna wake up in the Animus, and you're gonna be a completely different person.
Yes, exactly. But in reading the story, it's fascinating how they take it and what direction they go. It's really cool, and yeah, I'm gonna find a way to be on the spoiler cast with Chris Kerwin after he plays it, and I don't know what I'm gonna do, but
and those are
I want to talk about it.
That's only on PlayStation and PC, right?
I'm not sure.
Or is it available on Xbox? I think it's only available on PlayStation and PC.
Is this one already on PC?
I think the old one came to PC, but that
yeah,
was
the old one. I remember the old one came to PC. I heard it's running not very well on PC.
Rebirth is only on PlayStation currently.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I'd have to just buy it on PlayStation if I was going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Worth it.
See, I never finished the first
Final Fantasy. Do you mean?
I think I got to the, like, remake? The end of the first disc.
Oh, no, the original game.
Original Final Fantasy VII. I got to the end of the first disc, and I was like, I feel like I've been playing this for too long. I'm going to do something else.
Yeah, that was back in the day when I remember I finished
the
game.
And then I beat Spyro the Dragon or Crash Bandicoot for the 60th time.
Yep. But I remember playing that, and I remember my save being like 75 hours. And my mm-hmm. parents are like, are you going to do something else with your life? And I'm like, I probably should. Good call.
Because I would always get to the end of the first boss that you fight, that red spider tank.
Yeah.
And I was never high enough level. And because I just ran straight to the, like, I'm very much that guy that's like, that's why I can't play like Breath of the Wild or something.
Crazy.
Like, you give me a stick, I'm going to go find where Ganon is. And I'm going to be like, all right, Ganon, let's go. I got the stick.
I got my stick here.
So that's what I would do. I would just run straight to where I knew I needed to go. I didn't like explore or do any of that stuff. But then, like, there was one time that I actually I literally just went in circles until I got in fights, and I did every fight. And then by the time I got to that thing, I like one shot it. Like,
oh yeah, I had a friend in college. He played Final Fantasy VII for the first time, and he was in the final area, like the final dungeon. And he, at the beginning of the dungeon, he ran around for 14 hours
just
fought stuff till pretty much everybody in the party was 99. And then he three shot Sephiroth. Like, he was just like, boom, 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 done.
Be gone
like,
with you.
That is so anticlimactic. Like, it's just like,
get out of here.
Yeah. It's hilarious. He said, also stuck my head into Power World a couple times. Also playing Cassette Beasts. Pokemon meets Digimon meets Super Nintendo era Zelda ? On Switch. That sounds interesting. Maybe you should check that out, Marcus. Mm-hmm. Cassette Beasts. That sounds fun. Like, that sounds,
I've
like
seen
a
that one.
I shout think. Out to cassette tapes.
I think I downloaded that. I think it was on Game Pass at one point. If it's the game that I'm thinking of.
Oh yeah.
Let's take a look, shall we?
Why don't you? And then finally finished up What If Season 2 today as well. Not sure why that took me so long, except I got distracted.
That's good. That's like me and Loki. We have not finished Loki.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have
wait,
no
you
idea
haven't
why.
Either?
I have not started. I haven't watched any of Loki since.
Travesty. Wait, not even season one?
I watched season one, and I was like, oh man, I cannot wait for this season two. And season two has been out for, I don't know how long
Yeah,
now.
Forever.
And
forever.
I just have just
hop
been
to it.
Sitting here.
It's quality.
We started, like, we watched like the first couple, like two or three episodes, and then we just, no reason. It's not, I mean, we loved the show.
Right.
Not like it was bad.
Right.
We just stopped.
That's where I've been at.
I never went back to it.
That's how I was with Ted Lasso. I watched like the first two seasons, loved it. Watched like the first episode of season three. I was like, yes, can't wait to finish this. Never finished it.
It's weird.
It happens. It happens to the best of us, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all she wrote. That's all we got. Pillow fluffing, Andy's candies, tipping off to GMGU, offering towels, all that good stuff on Twitter, Discord, Facebook, and Instagram. But we really only check Discord. I think Mark checks Twitter.
Maybe? Yes, I do.
Yeah. How's Twitter? Anything
is
going
it still
on there?
Twitter or is it called X?
Or
now?
X. Sorry. I really should call it X.
I don't care.
It's the dumb social media website formerly known as Twitter.
Yes.
Like Prince.
Yes. That's what I'm going for.
Yep. Then there's also Facebook, which I think Patrick is our representative on Facebook. So he's probably he's got a pretty good handle on that.
Ooh, and then there's Instagram. I'll pay attention to Instagram.
You do Instagram. I'm not on any of them.
It needs
I'm on
it
Discord.
Nobody messages us on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's
your goal. That's your new job, Ryan, is to bring back to life our Instagram.
Your responsibility.
Presence. Yeah, okay. that's your new responsibility.
Your new job.
We will give you 50 Jesus dollars per follower that you can get. If, however, you are not a fan of any of those social media sites and you'd rather connect with us spectatorly and visually on YouTube, you may. We used to have a presence on Twitch, but we are no longer twitching, so you can follow Captain Bacon, but I don't think he twitches anymore either.
Really don't have a presence on Twitch anymore.
You can follow some of our other joiners, like
did everybody stop
Humar
streaming?
Humar Whittle, he's on there, I think.
Yeah, Cameron plays. Yep.
Yeah, Cameron plays. Cameron is our... He's still, and Kevin Gamer Parents Podcast, sometimes they stream as well.
Yep.
So check out Cameron and Kevin. Cameron and Kevin, only the K names are streaming right now.
We
so check them out.
But we're hoping to return to YouTube, hopefully.
There you go.
Are we going to like start live streaming to YouTube when we record?
I don't know. Ooh, goodness.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, it's hey, it's 10 o'clock, y'all. But no, I don't think we're gonna live stream to YouTube. I think we used to just upload our video versions of the podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
And then when I had crappy internet, that didn't happen anymore.
That is correct.
So,
but now you got the good stuff.
I'm back, y'all.
Yeah. Also, there's Patreon in our merch page. You can support. You can gear up with us. So. Click that one.
Do I get a free shirt or do I need to buy one?
Yeah, you're gonna have to pay for that. So.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm about to give you 56 cents, man. Come on.
Okay.
Type it out. linktree.com/thegmgpod. You can click all the links. We'd appreciate it. If you're not gonna toss your attention or a coin to your podcasters, but it's still the giving type, you can rate and review us on podcast, Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, and Spotify. I've not checked to see if any reviews have come in the past 6 months to a year, so
things just kind of slowed
down. You've had time to rate us and review us, so I'm gonna check again.
I don't
someday.
Know if I ever actually rated or reviewed you, but now I'm going to.
Oh, that would be fun if you did that. That would be fun to read your review with you here.
Rate the podcast that you're on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good guys. Good group of guys.
But yeah, so you can help us reach new joiners. Stars, exclamation marks, your feedback, it all helps. Let your voice be heard. Literally, if you prefer, 929-GMG, guys. You can leave a voice message. Old school. Mm-hmm. All righty then. Mark and Ryan and the ghost of Patrick, along with you, our beloved friends, family, and joiners. Go get your good morning this week, and may God bless and guide your lives as you live, as you work, and as you game.
1, 2, 3, 4.